What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamenum speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. It's Fun Drive at CITR. We're almost over. Thank God. Just kidding. No. Does anyone else want to say what Fun Drive is?
Yeah, Fun Drive is our our big yearly fundraiser for the station. And woo! It's we're almost at the finish mark.
Yeah.
But donations for this lovely community radio are still on. So if you like what you hear or what you read in Discord or magazine, donate your monies.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I tried.
You did great. Good.
Thank you. Yeah,
that was amazing.
On the spot.
We're trying to raise $25,000. I mean, it feels like a very lofty goal right now. I think the last time I checked, we were at $15,000, which is honestly, you know what, good for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's hard times.
Yeah.
It's,
like, I'm honestly so shocked that anyone has donated anything.
Yeah.
You know what
that
I mean?
We are grateful.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year, but also, yeah, just in general, there's, like, a lot
happening.
Yeah, a lot happening.
Hard times.
Yeah.
Sorry. Kiana, do you want to talk about what we just heard?
Yeah. So that was Should Have Been Me by Mitski, and her new album came out pretty recently, like a week ago. And it's quite sad. We know Mitski's pretty sad and heart-wrenching, but this album was like really happy. Like that song was happy. I compared it to like a Christmas song. There's
totally.
There's like lots of like, it's like the melody is really exciting and fun, but it's like hurtful. Like she's talking about how like that should have been her. And yeah, even like the whole album, like it's, the lyrics are terrible. Like terribly sad. Terribly sad. Really good. Terribly sad. But it feels happy, which is like a really, but I love music like that because you realize, it's like you feel happy and then you realize what you're listening to and you're like, that is so sad.
Yeah, totally. Is that your favorite song from the album?
No, I think it's, I just played it because it was happy, but there's one that's like something in the title, there's soft in the title. I don't know exactly what it's called. I think it's like something, I don't know. But, yeah, that...
Stay soft.
That one's my favorite, probably.
Word.
I think there's something to say about the fact that Mitski, like, blew up so much over, like, COVID.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Like, iconic, amazing, we love it. But, like, it is something to think about is why so many people discovered her after all these years of her making music, specifically now. And obviously it's because of...
People are sad.
Yeah, and people being sad. Social media trends and all that.
But also I think, too, like, she's such a weird blend of, like, comfortable and like, deeply sad.
I really like that in artists. I like the... Because it's more complex than even your standard, like, good songwriters in, like, popular music. Like, I'm not going to get into it, but, like, Taylor Swift versus Mitski.
No.
Mitski has deeper metaphor. Oh, I will take Mitski and Hozier over like Taylor Swift any day.
I tried to have a conversation actually. Like my friend's a huge Taylor Swift fan, and like I was going to say something, but she was like, "Our fan base has been through a lot. Please, like, just don't say anything." And I was like, "Okay, I respect that.
Whatever.
I respect that. Like, go off, enjoy whatever makes you happiest, and listen to that and." I will not say anything. Why would I? Who am I to say anything about what, you know?
Yes. You know? What a great segue, though. Yeah.
What a great segue.
Who are you? We should all introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Dora.
I'm Milena.
I'm Kiana.
I'm Bo.
And I'm Mary.
Ooh! This is Mary's first time in the booth. So proud of you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be a part of this. And everyone's very inclusive. So, if you're interested in joining, don't be scared. Just come check it out.
Aww. Yeah. And or donate. That's chr.ca/donate.
Yeah, that's a good too.
Milena wanted to talk about ego.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to intro it and then we can go into the next song?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So we were in the lounge. We were just lounging. Lounging in the lounge. And we were talking about ego and how we should have more of it.
Confidants.
Controversial. My partner completely disagrees with that. He says ego is bad.
He can choke because that's right.
No, we'll talk about this after because there's a lot to be said.
Yeah. So we're going to go straight into scripture by Earth Eater and we'll have more hot takes after. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you. What's up? You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the NZ Ancestral Traditional Land of the Hakimini Speaking Musqueam People here on UBC Vancouver campus. The song you just heard was Butterfly by Blue Hawaii, one of the singles for their upcoming album, My Best Friend's House. And then just before that was Canon Moolah with their single Bacchus's Crush. And then opened that set with Scripture by Earth Eater.
Woo-hoo. What a good lineup.
I know.
Okay, DJ.
DJ Dora.
I really wanted to go like wicka, and then I was like, ooh.
Wait, can I tell a joke that I heard that I thought was really funny about DJs?
Yes.
I would love it.
Okay. If you're DJing, DJs are so in their era.
I knew it was gonna be that.
Wait, what?
Say it, like, just say it to yourself. Era. They're so in their era. They're so in their era.
I was really thinking, like, because it's like such a thing, like, there are so many DJs now. It's like we're in like the era of like of DJs.
No, well, because people say like doing this means you're in your blank era.
Yeah,
your
totally.
era. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, I didn't get it. I paused, then I said it to myself, and I was like, era, and I was like laughing.
That's
I never laughed on my phone, but I actually laughed. I was like, whoa,
that's so funny.
Yeah. So
I love that every time you say it too, you'll go like, you'll like pitch your voice up. You're like, era, and then you're like, era.
Oh, my friends make too many puns. My brain is just numb to them. I'm just like, yeah, knew
it. Yeah, the way you know. Yeah. I was like, there's no way you're going to know this.
I thought that was so original. Wasn't that a TikTok? I saw it literally two days ago.
Whoever made it, you're a genius. I should, like, I feel like I had the name. I wish I had the name to say.
Whoever you are, you should be a comedian.
Yeah. We are in Fund Drive. It's chr.ca/donate. Do you want to talk about EGOME, Lena?
Yeah, I can introduce it. So the definition of ego is, like, to have some self-importance or, like, it's, like, has to do with your self-esteem.
Word.
To kind of, like, have a little bit more of it, I guess. So that's what I'm arguing. Not aggressively, but I am saying that we should have more of it.
Do you think that you do have, it?
No, that's why I want more of it. Okay. Yeah.
And this is actually, me and Milena had our fun drive little fill-in show where we talked about kind of this kind of stuff, and specifically we talked about not second-guessing yourself and not questioning and overthinking things that you know to be true to yourself. Like, if you believe in something, you'll feel bad about, like, feeling too strongly about it. So you'll oftentimes, and, like, this is a really common thing, unfortunately, now, to be like, oh, but, like, I don't know. Oh, but totally. Just joking. Mm-hmm. No, just joking. Like, I'm notorious. Like, I hate, people have called me out, and we were saying how, like, there needs to be, like, a dollar jar where next time you, like, second guess yourself, like, dollar in the jar just because, like, get away from that. And, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I support it.
I have this, like, complicated thing with it, because it's just, like, when I make art, like, when I do fine art, I'm, like, so confident in it. I know I have the vision. I know I have the execution. I'm so, like, I have a crazy ego for it. Like, sometimes I'm just like, maybe I should shut up.
What are you talking about? That's amazing. No.
But here's the thing. That is juxtaposed with the fact that anytime I start a sentence, I always make room for people to interrupt me. And, like, I don't know. I think it's an expectation, and, like, that everybody's going to talk over us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's just a general, like, aspect of day-to-day is, like, someone's going to talk over you, interrupt you, going to, like, step in. Yeah. And it's, like, that's why you have so many filler words. That's why, like, is such a normal word for people to just drop in unexpectedly. And I think we should normalize having full thoughts. Well, I don't have, like, them, they're but constantly. We should have full thoughts. And, like,
people are constantly, like, couching. They're, like, couching, like, their phrases in themselves and, like, with, like, yeah, like, that insecurity of, like, oh, like, but I could be wrong, whatever. It's, like, no, own it. Yeah. Like, something I say all the time is, like, if someone says or whatever at the end of their sentence, they just said exactly what they meant. They just said exactly what they meant.
That's wild that you just said that.
Is that why you pointed at me?
No. Yes, because in our last fill-in, my therapist, shout out to you, Anna, was like, so I noticed that you say whatever a lot at the end of your sentences.
Yeah, you do.
Stop that. So I've been trying to make an effort, and that's, you literally brought it up.
That's it. Yeah. It's true. Mm-hmm. I catch myself doing it all the time, and I'm like, I only say it when I just said literally exactly what I meant.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I use whatever as the suffix to my sentences when I'm genuinely upset, but I feel like voicing my opinion and my feelings is overstepping.
Yeah.
Which, it's still, like, it's, like, they're valid, of course, but it's also, like, am I intruding on somebody else's thing?
No!
But in the sense of, like,
If
two people are having a crisis and being the therapy friend, you're kind of like, maybe I should hold off.
But that's
on this
what we're saying
today.
Is we should stop doing that. That's not. That's
I
like.
I totally agree. I just know that it's stuck in my head.
And totally. I feel like, well, you were saying that actually, like, you say you juxtapose, like, the bragging with, like, in, like, the way you speak. And I was I went through this, like, thought process last night where I was kind of bragging to myself about something I was proud about, and then I was like, no, like, don't do this. But then I was like, first of all, no one is around you to, like, I was literally talking to myself saying, like, I'm so proud of whatever, and I was like, no one is around you, like, be proud of this. Also, that's literally life, unfortunately, being in capitalism, we are, like, unfortunately meant to have, like, papers of accomplishments. So totally. When you're proud of, like, especially like an art form or something, that's like a beautiful way to live. And it's like you don't, it's actually like you don't need outside validation, and you can actually, the beauty of being braggy is like you can validate yourself, but like we're so scared to that it's like
totally
terrible.
But, I think it's because societally we've decided that somebody who's too confident, and if they don't actually match that level, or, you know,
but what does
all
that
subjective
even mean?
We need to
art
be
is all subjective. Yeah, but it's like, if I'm like super self-confident, but like absolutely everybody's like, that sucks. It's like, am I wrong then? Because like people don't like someone who brags.
That's not.
No, I agree. But I was saying how I was talking about Michael Scott specifically in The Office, and how he lives in like ignorance is bliss, and he thinks he's like so funny and comedic, and like living in that is kind of beautiful. And I know like people look at him, so I guess this isn't a great example to use because people like don't think he's funny. But I think that's a really peaceful way to live, is just to brag about things, because
Yeah, well, he thinks, so he is. So if you think, then you are.
Yeah. I always think about, like, I guess shout out to my mom, but my mom, like, really
is,
like, she's, like, if you brag about something, she's, like, you're obsessed with yourself, like, you're being a narcissist. It's, like, no, I'm not. Like, I just know my worth. Like, I just think that I don't think I'm bad.
Dora, the way I feel that. I think that, like, the big reason why I've been talking about this within, like, my family, too, is because my family puts this big emphasis, specifically my mother, on being humble. Actually, my dad, too. I shouldn't call it my mom like that. Both of them. They, like, just, like, humbleness. Or is, like,
what
when
does
you...
this serve? And I don't understand what it serves.
And is anyone a Leo here?
Literally just
I am. Okay, I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo rising too. I'm a Leo sun and rising.
I'm a Leo moon.
Oh my god. We all complete. We have different Leo things. I like got in this phase where I felt like I was bragging. Okay, I know that. No, I think I was definitely bragging too much, and I decided, okay, I'm like gonna be more self-aware and brag less. But then I became someone who just didn't talk about things, because like I do things that I'm proud about, and then I don't share them, but like I want to, but I'm too, so then I just became like silent about being proud about things. So that's when, like, literally last night I was like, why did I take this away? Like, I was way happier when I bragged, and I'm gonna do it more.
I so, love that for you.
New Year's resolution, brag more.
Mary,
I had something to add. So I think the main issue with bragging for me is when you brag but you don't hold space for other people. Yes. Like, if I'm going to brag, I'm going to hype my friend up, too.
Exactly.
I'm going to hold space for them. I'm going to listen to them. But I, like, in high school, like, I was, like, a lot more quiet. Mm-hmm. I had my core group of girlfriends. But then I also had, like, a couple of, like, you know, like, side people. But anyway, side people. One girl, like... sometimes I was just thinking about her the other day, but she just kind of used me as what I call the ear, where she acted like I didn't really have any value, but she just like chat away at me, and it was kind of the worst, and it just kind of made me feel bad. I swear on this? I don't know. I have to keep catching myself. But anyways, I think it's just all about like a balance, and if you are going to give yourself that positive attention, it's good to balance it out with other people.
Yay. Totally.
I think a good part of that is, like, exactly that, encouraging other people to brag more, because it's like, you know,
one of the nicest things that anyone has ever said to me is my friend ADB, shout out to ADB, listen to Crackdown. She one time was like, you make me more cocky, and I was like, that's awesome. Like,
what a compliment.
I was like, oh my god,
that's
thank you.
Literally, yeah, that's really, because also it's the same thing as like your insecurities reflect onto other people. So it's the same as like if you are talking too much about your insecurities, and that's it, because making room for other people can show up in like ways that are not, because you can talk about yourself like being sad, and that could be like the opposite of bragging, but then also not leaving other people to talk about their like insecurities or sadness. And I feel like once you're actually like secure in your reason to like brag, like if you're bragging about something that you really love, it's like because of your genuine love of something. And I feel like that encourages other people. Like, you want other people to have that same feeling that totally. You, like, love as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it can be a good thing. It definitely can totally, there's, like, a bunch of tangents that it can be really wrong for.
Well, but I feel like Beau kind of touched on it of, like, is it, like, warranted, kind of? Mm-hmm. Like, are you, like, delusional? Or is it, like, a genuine, like, enthusiasm for yourself and for your work?
But how do we decide the difference? Like,
You should be able to, like...
But we know, but the sense of, like, is delusion even a thing that exists, or is it something that's fabricated?
Have you met a man? Like, literally. Okay,
you're right. You're completely right. I know. I was going to say, like, you know the delusions that they have on, like, singing shows? Like, the people who show up and, like, they don't sing
that's
very
my
well.
Fear.
They're the people that are framed. Like, it's come out that that's, like, staged, kind of.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's, like...
Mean.
That's yeah, just, it is, because you're literally picking someone to, like, to be mean to them on national TV. And my point is, are they actually delusional? Like, does delusion actually exist to that scale?
I don't think it's
an issue to be confident.
But that's not an issue of, like, the person. That's an issue of society.
No, I agree. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
You know what? This is spicy. We are going to play a song. This is Fuego, the Florentino remix by Florentino and Isabella Love Story in Montreal. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And I'm here to talk to you about a subject that's near and dear to my heart.
The CITR and Discorder Fund Drive. CITR's great. So is Discorder.
I don't know what to expect. I got to be honest. I come in, it's like a little like I'm trying to get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom.
Radio's cool.
So do the right thing. Donate now to the...
The CITR and Discorder Fund Drive.
You'd be doing me a solid.
Go to CITR.ca/donate.
Come on. Come on.
This is Orin from Planet Floss.
And I'm here to let you know that...
This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask you for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. So, where would we be without CITR? CITR has been a place of friendships, fun, and good music for years. The environment that CITR members and you, our community of listeners, has fostered has been home to some of the greatest, most bestest things to happen on air.
CITR to me is home.
But most importantly, it's the greatest place ever.
So.
If you are in a position to contribute, please visit CITR.ca/donate to donate. Thank you so much.
Break it, always reaching late but you waiting. I don't even know but it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It might just be alright. When nothing works out, I just fake it. Write another song, you will make it. No one ever knows but it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It really might be alright. Making new dreams cause they faded. Quitting fake friends, they're outdated. I don't know about you, but I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. I never thought I'd be okay. It's only a good time if it's wasted. Everything's a blank before you taste it. Don't know what to do, but we're okay, we're okay, we're okay. Someday we might be okay. Always way too late, but you're waiting.
You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunk Community-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Keepsake, It's All Right by Tony featuring Antonia XM, which was very good. And then just for that was Easiest For You by Lokman off of the album SD1 out of Toronto, and then opened that set with Fuego, the Florentino remix from the Fuego remixes by Isabella Love Story featuring Florentino.
I love that name, Isabella Love Story.
Yeah, I
how
love
poetic.
Her. I know. I think she's a Colombian musician based out of Montreal. Mm. And I heard of her for the first time. She was do you guys know Slut Island?
No, but I want to go.
Wait. It's a music festival that happens around the same time as Sled Island, but it happens in Montreal, and it's like all women and femmes and like queer people. It's really cool.
Road trip?
I mean, I'm very down. But they release these like mixtapes every year. They do the festival, and she was on their mixtape one year, and I was like, I'm obsessed with you.
That's beautiful.
So cool.
Thank you. We're talking about egos. It's also Fun Drive.
Why am I always singing?
I know, it's beautiful.
Literally about music. The microphone in my face.
Ballads.
We deserve the funds. We do deserve the funds. Go to cathr.ca/donate to donate. Today's the last day.
Yeah, and we want to make 25,000, right?
We do want to make 25,000.
You keep the station running, to keep doing fun stuff, keep doing great stuff.
And we're almost halfway there, right? We have around 15.
Yeah. We're over halfway.
We're over halfway.
Math.
So if someone wants to be really generous and get us the rest of the way there. Yeah.
10,000.
Yeah. We just need like a little.
If you have it lying around.
Chump change.
Yeah.
Totally.
Can I ask, where is this money being like going to in the club?
So the money goes to mainly operations and tech stuff.
Okay.
It's like really not the. It's like kind of annoying. It's like not the hot parts of radio.
Okay. But it's essential parts.
It's essential parts. So it's like, stuff breaks all the time and we need to fix it. Mm-hmm. Like staff costs, like events and stuff. Yeah, regular stuff. Yeah. Oh my God, shindig.
Yeah.
Victory Square or no?
Yeah, Victory Square.
A bunch of different events. Discorder
is a huge one. Yeah. We don't make any money off of Discorder. It's literally just a hole where we throw money and we say, enjoy. Like, here's a mag.
Yeah. But listen, it was Mothman on the cover. Like, it's worth it.
Oh, it's worth it.
It's my favorite.
It's so necessary.
It's necessary.
It's necessary. Especially in, I think, one of the ads about Fun Drive talks about how Vancouver... You know, the one where they're like, Saturday, we're in Vancouver, and community is hard to find.
Yeah.
And that's actually, like, Discorder and stuff like that is so necessary because not having, like, representation within, like, a certain radius of you and, like, feeling like you need to, like, you don't need to fly to another country to write about your favorite artist or to write about a song, like, here is Discorder, and it's a beautiful concept.
Totally.
So, yeah, donate.
I was going to say, I was like, second-guessing myself, and then I was like, ego! So, I'm going to say Discorder is my favorite hole. if you listen to what Dora said, it makes sense. I mean, either way, it makes sense. It's my favorite place to burrow in. Okay, well, segue. What was I going to say? It's also a really good place to, like, connecting back to what we were saying earlier, was that the editor, like, Tasha.
I love her.
Just
Tasha's
like
an angel.
And it's just, like, really good to get feedback on your writing.
Totally.
And it, like, helped me, like, you know, feel good about writing and, like, feel good about continuing. And, like, then you get to see it published. And, like, that's such a huge part of making art, to feel, like, appreciated for it. And, like, you're doing okay, and it's okay to make it and put it out there. So for all the art lovers out there, please donate if you can.
And contribute to Discorder.
That's absolutely the huge thing, too.
When I was in my first year, like, I was completely, like, I wasn't living on campus. I was off campus. I literally had no family, no friends, and nothing. And I found so much comfort coming to CITR. It's genuinely such an amazing place. Anytime I'm doing, like, trainings or tours, I always say, like, if you have anything you want to do, you can do it here. If you want to illustrate, if you want to write, if you want to write something, like, that you just came up with, you can pitch it, you can, like, have a show, you can do anything that you want. There's so much you can do. The community's amazing, and it's just so worth it.
Yeah, that's the other, that I always tell people that on tours. The other thing that I always say is, like, it's a connection to, like, off-campus stuff. Like, campus can be so isolating, especially, like, if you're a student and stuff, and, like, it's, you, like, A, meet other students in a, like, that's not in your classes, which is, like, awesome. but then also, like, you find spaces to be outside of, like, the academic realm where you can kind of, like, figure yourself out more. And also, like, I don't know, like, be a human. Like,
yeah.
You don't
yes.
want to hang out at the pit every weekend. Like, what's
yes.
going on? Like, I made all of my friends at CITR. And I'm proud. Like,
yeah, as you should be.
Thank you.
Did we want to talk about what Kiana was saying?
Well, we kind of were talking about someone, I don't know who brought up, like, filler words before in terms of, like, ego. Oh, I guess we were all kind of talking about
yeah.
people say whatever and different filler words.
Like.
Yeah, like or yeah.
Milena was so proud. Like. Like, you offered that up, like, I got this. Don't worry, Kiana.
Yeah, I almost forgot the word as much as I say it. I feel like a lot of people have maybe been, like, my family definitely has told me multiple times, like, you need to stop using the word like, you need to stop using filler words, da da da. And I actually think that, well, I jokingly said that type of speaking is actually, oh my gosh, that type of speaking is actually, it gets through, like, if you're talking to someone that isn't understanding something, it's an easy way to get through to someone.
Totally.
So actually, like, why is speaking slow?
Like, it gives,
like,
space for people to, like,
thing?
Answer, ask questions.
Yeah,
or...
and I was saying, like, especially in terms, because I also saw a TikTok about this guy making fun of a girl because she was saying, like, grum and, like, speaking in that way. And I was like, it's really funny that that's, like, a thing to make fun of, because, first of all, well, not only is that, like, just the way people talk, but that pessimism can be used to your advantage, because sometimes, especially in male-dominated industries, women, their intelligence, like, is probably going to be undermined in whatever way you decide to present information, no matter how much knowledge or more knowledge you have on a topic, depending on if you're perfectly articulating it or you're speaking in a way that is, like, deemed to be, like, dumb or not very smart or whatever, the information is probably going to be, your intelligence might be undermined either way. So I was like, use this pessimism to your advantage and talk slower and gather your thoughts, because whatever you
totally.
Say is going to be
scrutinized.
Might be anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And also, it, like, does stem from a very sexist place, because, like, what you were saying is, like, it's oftentimes, like, I'm going to use the word, like, anti-feminist people who do this, because there's also, like, women, queer people who do this as well, like, undermine this sort of way of speaking, and it's, you know, inherently anti-feminist, it's an anti, like, self-expression, I guess, and it just, it sucks, and, yeah. if you care that much to, like, insult people based on something that literally carries no weight, like their conversation, like rhythm, get a life, honestly.
For me, it's like, why are you judging the way that people are talking? It's
not even the content, the way they're delivering it.
For me, like, when we talk about this subject immediately, what comes to my head is, like, just because I have, like, immigrant parents who, like, their first language is Spanish, and they, to this day, they've been here for 22 years in Vancouver, and they still, you know, have a hard time, like, fumbling words. And from a young age, I learned, like, even just watching my mom, like, kind of, like, not being able to communicate, it was, like, this thing that I had, like, I have to speak properly and enunciate and articulate. And Milena, like, I would take all these notes and so that I could make it easier for my mom when we were, like, grocery shopping or, like, just anything. And then it's only until now when I'm, like, you know, it's so what? So what if you fumble? Like,
exactly, yeah. It's really, like, telling the way someone, like, responds to assumptions people make about how people speak. Because we're talking, I don't know what, I think, like, the Valley Girl accent, is that what you would, and, yeah, being the fact that it's, like, associated with women is one thing, but it can show up in all types of different parts of your life, like not being able, like, speaking English, like, a bunch of different, like, things, and I feel you on that.
Yeah, the thing that comes to my brain is, like, talking to people who, like, are on the spectrum or, like, people who need more, like, be patient. Like, what? Why can't you be patient?
Yes, and I think that definitely is very, like, capitalist. Speaking like that is also anti-capitalist, because literally speaking quickly and, like, always knowing what you need to get your point across takes away important dialogue and conversation that should be spoken. Like, the fact that someone cannot articulate their words properly right that second, like, sorry, you're in a rush, like, yeah, I know you're 9 to 5, you need to go to work, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes people can have conversations and not be able to articulate. Give them some time.
But also, like, what makes me mad about it too is, like, there's so much assumed subtext. Like, I feel like when you're like, I'm talking efficiently, like, da da da, it's like you're, like, almost daring. I've noticed this with, like, dudes who I've spoken to, like, they're, like, daring you to be, like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, I actually don't know what you're talking about, and, like, because they're, like, saying something, and then they're, like, oh, are you gonna, like, oh, you don't know what that is, like, you're dumb, it's, like, yes. Like, this isn't efficient communication, like, you're just being mean to me.
Oh, my God, and just some of them, some guys are just, like, you make, like, some, not even all that political statement, like, I don't know, equal rights or whatever, and then just out of nowhere, you don't even make a statement, and they come up with, like, some out of left field counter argument that makes no sense, and it's just like, what, you're not gonna, you don't understand what I'm talking about? No, I don't. It doesn't connect.
Yeah, they literally want you to say that. Yeah.
And the thing for me where I connect what you said and what Dora has said, what everyone has said, is that, like, it's almost like you are being tested while you're spoken.
Totally.
It's like, now it's your turn, and, like, and I'm giving you the mic, and now I'm gonna, like, minimize points of your intelligence with, like, every or like that you utter. Like, it's what? Totally.
Yeah, and specifically, I was saying how I'm going to speak slower and use more filler words, especially when I have, if I ever again decide to participate in an intellectual conversation with a man.
If I ever
because also, especially with, I've made it, I've tried to incorporate this into my daily life where, especially with men and music in particular, where they'll, like, say an artist and I will pretend not to know the artist. Same thing with, like, have you heard the joke where they're like, have you heard of Quentin Tarantino? No, who's that? Yeah. What? Why are you? So, like, and it's so funny. And then just to see their reaction, and then based on their reaction, I will, like, get to gauge what type of person you are and how open you are to people, like, not understanding or how, what that might mean to you. Because if they assume, oh, you don't know this artist, you're dumb, and if they treat you like you're dumb, that is just very telling on a bunch
of other. Absolutely. I love that.
Who's Quentin Tarantino?
Call in if you know who Quentin Tarantino is.
Milena, what you said. So I I surround myself with a lot of neurodivergent people. And here's something that's very complicated for me to understand. And it kind of attaches a little bit to the whole, like, out of left field comments on something that makes no sense. My friend, my Tolkien straight cis friend, neurotypical straight cis friend, he was telling me that there's a lot of subtext and hidden meaning in the way that, like, not neurodivergent people speak, which is very complicated to me, because it's like, is there a world where it does make sense that somebody pulls something out of left field that has nothing to do with what I said? Like, is that something that I just don't miss, because I... That's something that I miss just because my brain doesn't work that way? Or, like, totally. Is it just weird in the first place? Like, I'm sure to, like, that person it makes sense, but to me it's just like, does this make sense to anybody else, or am I the one out of the loop?
No, that makes sense.
I feel like that makes sense. That's very...
Well, no, but, like, does their comment make sense to them and to other people? Or does it just generally not make sense at all?
I think 9 times out of 10 it just doesn't make any sense at all.
Mm. Boom.
Boom.
We have reached the end of our show, though.
Oh.
Oh.
I know, tragic.
How tragic.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having us, yeah, for including so us. And this was your fill-in, and I was like, I'm here.
It was my fill-in until Sasha said, I'm not coming.
Like, Sasha, if you're listening.
Sasha, this is a call-out post. The show is over, but Fun Drive still isn't over.
Fun Drive is not over. Go to CITR.ca/donate and help us get closer to our $25,000 goal.
You get a cool card.
You get a beautiful card that Bo designed.
That Bo designed. The artist is in the room.
Painstakingly. Mm-hmm.
And a keychain.
And a keychain.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much, Mary, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mary, for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
You've been initiated.
We're going to close the show with a track that I've played so many times this Fun Drive season. This is Heart 2 by Umru and Pedal Supply, featuring Rebecca Black, who I share a birthday with.
Iconic.
And also, we were born on a Friday. So this is Heart 2. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you so much.